Nice to be back and nice to be open again.
Yes, business resuming as per usual and been busy, I'd suggest.
It's been really busy, yeah. So, frankly, if the bookings have been flooding in every day since we reopened, or actually since our program hit the streets. And so far, we've had three very busy sessions, so things are looking good.
Great. All right, well, let's get through a few. There's a new release, Idiot Prayer, tonight only. It's Nick Cave performing solo at the piano. So knowing Nick Cave as I do, these would be a few up-tempo, sing-along, clap your hands and stomp your feet jobbies.
Exactly the opposite. Love the sarcasm. Yeah, this is, I mean, Nick Cave fans are true diehards, and any Nick Cave content we've had has always been really well attended.
Yeah.
This is another one of those special event screenings, which combines a bit of poetry and some solo piano stuff. So it's very much, you know, what you'd expect from Nick Cave in this format. Fans will not be disappointed, I'm sure.
And still some opportunities to get along?
Yeah, there's still a few seats left. So it is tonight only, one night only at 7 p.m. for all tickets at $22. So please don't delay in booking because this is the only chance.
Okie dokie. La Belle Époque, a new release. Tell us about that. How was my French?
Absolutely. Magnifique. Look, this is, for lovers of French film, this ticks every box, right? It's a comedy, rom-com, basically. But the premise is a really interesting one. This guy, Daniel Auteuil, is the actor, gets an opportunity to go back to any era he wants in history. And that goes right back to the dinosaurs and everything after that. So he decides to go back to one night in 1974 where he had a romantic encounter. So he's able to be like a fly on the wall at an experience that he had in the 70s. So it's back in 1974, all the get up, all the cars, all everything you'd expect. The sets are really well done. And I've just recently seen the shorts, so it looks like it's a hoot. And yeah, if you love French film, you love a rom-com, this is made for you.
It sounds très bien, yeah.
Très bien, yeah, whatever, something.
Magnifique.
Something really good.
That'll do. All right, yeah. True Stories, another musical comedy. Now, you know, if I was being stereotypical of Nick Cave, I'd be the same with David Byrne from Talking Heads in saying it's going to be weird.
It's totally weird. This is an undiscovered gem from 1986. It's, or a forgotten gem, I should say. Those that know it really give it a massive rap. I haven't seen it yet, but I must say that our head screening coordinator, James, it's his favorite or one of his favorite films, hence the reason we're showing it. Look, if you like Talking Heads, you like David Byrne, this will tick your boxes again.
Yeah.
It's extremely quirky, and it's sort of like a spoof, fly on the wall, look at Texans doing what Texans do, and David Byrne driving around in a red convertible, and yeah, just being as quirky as ever.
Yeah, no, I think David Byrne is an absolute genius. Hey, quick bit of trivia. 50 sets of twins appear in the movie?
Yeah, there's a massive list of trivia for this film. 50 sets of twins. So it's like a circus on the screen. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It'll make you think. One night only again for this one, Tuesday the 8th of December.
Okie doke. Another bit of trivia just as we go to the last movie. Radiohead took their name from the song Radiohead in this film. So there you go. Fascinating.
Yeah, lots of good stuff in this film.
Yeah. And finally, Slim and I, Slim Dusty documentary. Starting on Thursday. This sounds interesting, particularly if you're a Slim fan. And I think I've always been surprised by how many people who you would not think are Slim Dusty fans, other musicians and from totally different genres, they love the man.
Yeah, look, this is I love this stuff, and I think a lot of people do. Any music documentary where you've got those vox pops by people who have been influenced by or have met the star, in this case, obviously, Slim, and his good lady wife,
yeah.
Joy McKean, who apparently was the main songwriting force behind the duo. So not a lot of people know that, I guess.
Mm.
But, it looks like a fantastic documentary by the same director as Red Dog and a couple of other dramatic films. And lots of Australian icons there talking about the man and some wonderful footage right through the career. It's for lovers of all music, but particularly country music.
Yeah, terrific stuff. And Rams and Made in Italy, still showing.
Yeah, and Rams is going gangbusters. So if you want to see that, make sure you book, because we're filling up the houses easily with that one.
Great stuff. Martin, fantastic to have you back on board, the cinema back on board, and look forward to chatting again next week. Have a great week.
I'll catch you then. Thanks, Mark. Cheers, mate.